Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to
Young Men's Perspective Radio.
With your host, Jeff Hodges, where we look to enrich, encourage, and engage our youth here on Blog Talk Radio.
Where we interview individuals such as
Susan Taylor.
We're a community in crisis, and we have to step up, we have to stand up, we have to speak up, we have to work together.
And then because we have Facebook and Twitter and we're able to share this information, the information is getting out there more. So to me, it's really social media that's changing the game.
Dr. Julia Head.
We live in a racist society, and you can get arrested, black boys, for walking while black, thinking while black, driving while black, and anything you're doing while black.
Dick Gregory.
So all this violence we're seeing in the black community, that's not legitimate. But in a white racist system that I accept, I believe anything they tell me. Black on black crime. A good example.
Young Men's Perspective Radio.
Your call-in number is 215-383-3998. That's 215-383-3998.
Young Men's Perspective Radio.
And now your host, Jeff Hodges.
Hey, everybody, this is LaTanya coming to you guys. This show, we're doing it a little different. We actually had to pre-record this show last week because Mr. Hodges had a scheduling problem today. So I'm just coming in there for a second, just give you guys a brief introduction. I'm about to push play. Please listen to this show because it's funny as crap to me. So I'm going to be listening with you guys. I'll be on Facebook. Send me a message. Tell me what you think. Love you guys so much. Listen on. I'm pushing play.
Practically half my life, 46 next month, and
going to have to discuss that it's not looking too good, are you? Is that about how women present themselves today? I mean, break that down for me, because I'm a single woman out here, and I just want to make sure that I don't fit in that category. So help me out.
Of course you want to make sure you don't fit. That's right. I like that. But basically, like I said, from experience, I found a lot of people, meaning women, don't come to the game with reality on their mind. You know, it's a lot of fantasy and good feelings, and once that is gone, then all of a sudden, for some reason, a reality slap for them and a downfall for me, basically. You know, I come in it real, giving the all, doing it all. That, you know, for example, with the last experience in marriage, I've done things with that particular one I've never done with anyone. Set a plan to set up to have a house in 2 years, did it, and, you know, that was my first dream home, 5 bedrooms, 2.5 acres, tucked away in the mountains, Poconos, worked and had a career, and basically gave of myself like I've never done, so to have that not work out based on, you know, those things not being able to substantiate themselves throughout the relationship only because of a health circumstance, and then to find out the real person. You know, you say you never really meet that person, you meet in their representative. So it took, you know, some real life events, some reality, if you will, to come about to show me who this person was. So with that, after giving so much and to get to such a level, I now have a skepticism about me in terms of all this dating and getting with somebody.
So, you said that you, okay, so let me make sure I have this right. Your issues or your problems that you had from your past, how do you stop from taking that into a new relationship or somebody new? How do you stop that from letting that person take the blame of what somebody did in the past?
I like how you said that because, one, it's not luggage for me, it's a lesson. If you don't learn your lessons, believe me, life has a way of keeping this stool for you to pull you right up to the table and teach you again. But basically, I just look at it from the standpoint of if you can give that much of yourself and do to the levels and the degrees that took place that I've experienced in that situation, I really find it hard for anyone to really meet that. Like, the bar is really high. So high, it's like, you know what, let me just dive into my work and really make my business get off the ground, because that's going to take a real special lady to really catch my attention, basically.
Wow. You know, I'm listening to this, and it sounds crazy to me, not crazy in a bad way, but crazy because you are really, the way you talk is just exactly how I think. And, you know, it's like, I'm really just not even tripping off of something. As it comes, and I always say, God, you're going to have to slap me on my face to let me know, because if I don't get that, I'm really not going to know. You know, so I can understand and appreciate what you're saying. So, is there a certain type of woman that you like?
I like a strong, confident woman. I like a woman that got, you know, like dreams and aspirations that you know, can't make assumptions. In other words, you know, I like watching my favorite show, King and Queens, for an example. And the other night, Carrie decided to go back to school. Doug talking to his sister, she assumed that basically he was threatened because she was going to the next level. And as, again, I've experienced that. It's like, how can you make that assumption? Whereas I'm more excited about what you're about to do because it's a us thing, where my thinking tells me if you assume that, that only means you don't have an us in mind. You really see yourself doing other than, because I never once said it, so you can never put words in a person's mouth and then actually move on that. So when the communications is broken down in relationships, it develops so much distance and problems that, again, from experience, if someone can come clean and be one that's love to communicate and keep it real, we can go places. I mean, you don't have to assume with a real person such as myself. You want to know something, you can ask me. I'm not going to sit here and be the type that's harboring and holding feelings and looking at you. I want my lady to be on her own too, doing her thing. I'm not from the old school of thinking you walk behind me, you know. Yeah, I'm a lead because that's in my nature, but at the same time, you're my partner. It's a business. We're going to do things to make it grow, and we're going to grow together at the end of the day.
I love it. Can you teach a class? Can you please teach a class?
Okay.
So, in saying that, so you would not have a problem being with a woman who gets a lot of attention. I mean, based on her business, she gets a lot of attention. She has a lot of people of the opposite sex around her or constantly in her face and stuff, you wouldn't have a problem with that?
Let me tell you something about that. At one point in my life, you know, because it's all about stages, I probably would. But because I've experienced and grown, I'm mature enough to understand the difference. You know what I'm saying? Just how you, based on how you describe it, you can have that type of work coming into a relationship. I want you to be you, not lose yourself in the relationship. But at the same time, we both know that as adults, respect is a paramount to the whole relationship. If you got that, there's no need to worry or have any concerns about it. You know, if I'm an insecure dude, then I'd be worrying, well, you know, that the third, because I'm not, that's not an issue for me.
Yes, we're going to start a class, and you are going to teach us all the men to hear this, please. Okay, looks. Are you into any certain type of looks? Be truthful with me, too. Don't just say anything.
Nah, I don't have to. Again, I'm nothing but a real dude, so I can't do nothing that doesn't come easy. It comes natural. So listen, me, myself, I love women. I sat the other day and went over something in my head and laughed to myself. It was funny because I've had, you know, I've had Italian, I've had Jewish, I've had African, I had Jamaican, try to get a Russian. I love women. So when you say looks, it's not so much because at the end of the day, looks fade away. It's more that character. You know, from the gate, if you got that kind of energy, oh, man, you got me. You can cook, you got me. You love to have fun. You appreciate the outdoors. You know, I'm one for animals. I love them. I'm into animals. You can experience that along with me because it's something you may or may not have done before. It can open you up to that. If you open to something, like as myself, I'm open. You know, they say that I'll try anything once. And I'll say that, but with a grain of salt. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, I'm not really, you know, superficial in the sense. I just want somebody that's assured in themselves and really secure in who they are as an individual.
I love that. So are you the spontaneous type?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not afraid.
Not afraid?
Not afraid.
Can you help out of a fun?
Listen, let me tell you something. I'm the one holding the bag at the music park. I really doubt it.
You just say that. Wait a minute. You doubt what? Wait a minute. Jumping out of a plane.
I'm the one holding a bag at the park. I don't do all that crazy stuff. You know, that's just not me. You know, I'm adventurous to a degree. Like, I don't see the need. Like, you know, I'm a real analytical person. So I'm like, I don't see the purpose of jumping out of perfectly, you know, working plane. So, you know, other than that, yeah, I'm spontaneous. You can stay on the ground with it.
Not all the time. Romantic. Are you the romantic type?
Yes, I like romance, definitely. I'm not afraid of love, but like I said to somebody before, you know, it's not about luck, but I'm never going to let the last person keep me from the last person in terms of the idea of love. So there's no luck, it's just really my awareness and stuff. So I love romance, I love to sing to my lady, I love to play music to my lady, you know, I love all that. Play with your feet, you know.
And all that, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I like how you said that. That's cool. That's cool.
Okay.
All of those who is just tuning in, my name is LaTanya Lowe, and you're listening to the LaTanya Michelle Live, where I have my guest, Jeff Hodges, and he is my single good man for the day. So, Jeff, if you, let me see, would you do a long-distance relationship?
That's interesting. You know, I've tried that, and I don't have a problem with it. You know, my thing is, can the woman do long distance relationship? You know, I myself have a problem. I hit that road, like, getting up, put my feet on the floor, and start my day. Like, that's nothing.
Yeah, because most men say that they can do it, but once they're in it, they find it hard. Well, it appears, I'm just talking to people that I've discussed it with, it seems kind of hard because they want to know where you are, and they want to be able to touch you with stuff and everything. So it's interesting that you say that, and I like that. That's a good thing because that means you're open-minded and you're one of those people who, if you're really about it, you're about it, whatever you have to do.
I mean, at the end of the day, I want you to be business-oriented as my lady. So with that being said, we both got things to do. So to say that I need you in my face all the time, that's not a growth and a healthy type of scenario for me. I need to know you about your business. Because me, myself, I be places. I got things to do. So I'm not going to be always home. So I used to, when I was married, be out out on the road 30 days in the clip, so, you know, can the woman deal with it? My question.
We had a discussion on Facebook the other day. Well, we didn't get to go into discussion, but I made a comment about I think men are more sensitive than women. Do you disagree with me?
I think so, because at the end of the day, the description of women, how they say, the emotional creature, and I think that when a man tunes into his emotion, a lot of women don't know how to appreciate that. And what I mean is, because it's always society's idea, we're not supposed to express ourselves as men, which I find a bunch of nonsense, and it's looked at as weak as we do, which is some more nonsense. Because at the end of the day, we people, we human, we got emotion. All you got to do is just be able to respect me, be able to be vulnerable enough to share that with you and not use it as a weapon.
I think that when I posted that comment, well, no, I know when I posted that comment, I wasn't talking about that way, because my thing is, if we're talking about me in general, I love a man who can communicate. I love a man who can express himself. I love
right.
a man who has no problem, you know, expressing himself very clearly, whether it's good, bad, or the ugly. That's a wonderful gift that most men do not have, or
right.
a lot of men that don't have, you know. I think that men have been raised to think that they can't cry, or they got to be strong, they got to man up, and all that stuff. So I have much respect for the man who has overcome that and not let that get in their way. When I was talking about men are more sensitive, I was talking about the weak men, because there's a difference between what you just said and the weak men who basically are so weak, and their weakness is obvious, and they act like women.
I can't relate to that at all. I was born around 16 brothers.
Like, wait a minute, you're supposed to be the man in this. Come on.
Yeah, that's not me. I wouldn't even know what that's like, to be honest with you. You know, so yeah, I can't respect where you're coming from when it comes to that. A man needs to man up and be a man. All that being like, you know, too soft and emotional, that's too many things right there.
Yeah, and begging is just an ugly thing to me. So that's what I was talking about, so I'm glad we were able to clear that part up and stuff. Okay, if you had the option to have, if you could put your package together of you as a woman, do you have any idea how she would be? I mean, would you have a problem dating an oversized woman who had a wonderful personality, or do you want a woman who's got a, you know, that just as beauty on the outside as she is on the inside? I mean, we understand that just by talking to you, I can understand you already got that inner, you know what the inner beauty is, stuff like that, and that's very important, significant. But if you had your option, do you have an option? Have you ever thought about that?
You know, it's funny, not to always refer to the past, but it's best to how to answer this question. When I met my last mother-in-law, and she was a little overweight, and her husband, you know, that old down south mentality, you know, preacher and all that, used to disrespect her by her side. And I remember when I first met her, and I always knew that one thing you gotta realize, your woman is gonna be your mother, your woman's mother, one day. So when I met her, I said to her, and I think this is how I won her over, I was like, I could see me marrying you. And that was it right there. She basically melted.
Yeah, you know what words. You definitely have your words down pat. Okay, I like that. I like that. I really didn't know what to expect from that answer, and I don't even know where that question came from. But I like that answer. I like that answer. So, do you believe that a man and a woman can have friends of the opposite sex and still have a healthy relationship?
Again, how can you have a life before me, and then you meet me, and all of a sudden you gotta now no longer have yourself the friends that you had? That don't even go together. So that's like another area of insecurity on a man's part. I wouldn't want you to be no less than who you are. That is what attracted me to you in the first place. So why get with me now, dumb yourself down, so to speak? You're not gonna be happy. You're not gonna be flourishing to the woman you can be. You know, what attracted me to you, what made you happy initially, those things just needed to be focused and fixated on. Not so much trying to change and you know, deduct from you. Well, I think that's when we make our mistakes as men and in relationships in general. We need to accept who we have. Like, you are this happy, bubbly person before I met you, and that's why I liked you. Now all of a sudden you're with me. Now I'm trying to do things and change that. Sounds like a control freak. That's not my area of issues, rather. I don't have that issue.
That's interesting. Would you date a woman who has kids?
I've done it. I've been a great stepdad. I'm actually a great step granddad.
Would you do it again?
Of course. I got kids. Why would I come at you as a woman with kids and have issues? I'm a family man. That's natural. I actually am a family. I make my brother laugh. I can tell him things he's going through sometimes. I'm like, I want what you got.
So, do you want any more kids?
Sometimes.
Did you say sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes I think about it.
How old are you again?
I'm 46.
You might need to get started. You might need to find that wife real quick and get kids.
What's your schedule looking like?
Oh, ain't talking about it. I'm the host. We're not, well, I'm excluded. Alrighty then. Next question. How do you know, or maybe it's kind of hard for you now because you're just getting, you know, back to the single world and stuff like that.
Right.
How do you know when you found that right person?
Oh, that's that. I don't think that changes in terms of how old you are, where you at night, that butterfly thing in your stomach. You know, it's no question. It's like, I guess, is there certain qualifications that you know that within yourself that fits what you need to make you go forward. You know, I always had to say, came to know it. You've got to be doing things.
And when you say got to be doing things, what does that mean? Because, you know, women, we don't speak y'all language, so you have to bring stuff down to us.
I mean, normally you hear the typical person got a job, you know, doing what they do. Last lady had me doing this. I had 3 jobs. Sleep, I said I'd do it when I die.
Interesting. Now, we're about to run out of time. Oh, we got a couple more minutes, but let me ask you, my listeners that's out there that's interested in you. Well, no, let me ask you this first before I go there. Do you like aggressive women? Do you like conservative women? What type of women do you like?
You got a wolf name with that aggressive. This man's job is to chase the woman first and foremost. And I'm not going to lie. When you say aggression, depends on what area you talk. Aggression about her hustle, aggression about coming at me a certain way. Sometimes I find that to turn me off in a sense. Let me do what the man do. Let's flow. But you're trying to, you know, do too many things in that area, it might not work out.
So do you believe that a man should pay for a woman?
You know what? Let me tell you something.
Oh, let's not forget, that doesn't just say the first date. Do you think a woman should pay for, that a man should pay for the date?
If I'm courting you, that's what I'm supposed to do. But like I said, once we get into this as a relationship, and we know a relationship is business, and we're trying to do things, the reality of it is, depending on, like, all right, here's a better example. If you got with a man and you know he dropped out of school, he don't have no solid job, and he just job to job, you can't expect that man to give you the world in the sense that they describe it. You got to keep reality involved. You understand that he can do it on his level. You came in the game with a man that his pockets is balling over. Why wouldn't he? I mean, for him not to, it's like, wow, what's wrong with you? I thought you liked her. He was interested in her. You know, that's natural. But to look at a man whose finances doesn't fit that fantasy in a sense where it's like, we're not on a reality show, baby. You know what? We're going to have to do this Dutch just so we can pay the next bill. I mean, it all depends on the scenario and the circumstance. At the end of the day, I care about you. I'm going to do whatever it takes, whatever I feel. You know, I'm going to give you the best of the world.
And why is that so hard? Why is that so hard for people to understand? I mean, you said it real easy. You said it, you know, like, matter-of-factly and everything. But I find men who are just like, you're selfish because you think like that. I'm like, no, but...
It's not that you're selfish. Again, I think I responded to that little post you put. Apparently, Duke is short. in a lot of areas. So, you know, with that being said, that's the type of mind frame anyone would have. You deserve it. You're my queen. I'm going to give you the world. I mean, that's just how that works. And that doesn't come with no strings attached. You care enough for me. I think the biggest issue in that area that I would have is you care enough for me, and I'm willing to give you the world. When come time for presents and holidays, make everything equal. Don't come giving me a tile when I just bought you diamonds. That's the only issue I think I would have. Like, whoa, where that came from?
Exactly. And, you know, and that's what I try to tell people. I'm like, you know, it's really not hard. It's really simple. If a man takes care of the right woman is going to spoil him and take care of him. It's crazy. And I think the same thing for men. You know, I've learned that the more you spoil a man and make him feel like a king, the more he will do for you, and you will have any and everything that you want.
Can you say that again? Because that's what people miss out on. If you don't understand that concept of relationships, then they won't work for you. It's like, what part of you don't understand? The more you give the person you care about enough, that you're going to get that reciprocated. I like how when we talk, I tell you, me and the boys, we sit and talk. You said you want to be the father. They say you give a woman a house, you turn it into a home. Give her, you know, a baby, she turn it into a family. You have to understand the dynamics of this give and take it, that you be able to deal with a little bit of this real, you know, level.
It's real simple when it's two people that's real, that understand themselves and love themselves.
Yeah, that's great. Exactly.
And I think that's where people fail these days, because they don't take the time to love themselves and know what they're really about. So I think once you really, really find yourself and understand that concept, and you find someone that understands themselves and stuff, and I think that makes a perfect combination.
No, I agree.
So, sweetie, I'm running out of time. I'm completely out of time. Tell my listeners, is there anything that you need them to know? You got about 15 seconds to let them know.
Like you said, learn to love yourself, and especially when I mean it. You know, I love when we interview Paul Brunson, how he put it. What you seek is seeking you, and I thought that was so profound, because it's like, first of all, I'm coming in the game loving myself. So, you know, there is no luggage. It's just more so awareness. So I know that love that I seek is right there. It's not far, like maybe two states away.
Y'all next week. I love y'all.